Tim Snyder is here. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio, Tim.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
We know you primarily as a guitar-playing singer-songwriter, but that is not at all what you started out as musically.
No.
Right? You were a classically trained violinist as a kid?
Yeah. At 3.5 years old, I was watching Sesame Street, and I saw Itzhak Perlman play and just fell in love with it and begged my parents for lessons for about 6 months. And as a young kid, I couldn't get enough of it. I'd practice 3 to 5 hours a day, and my parents were like, go out and play football, have some fun. And I was like, I am having fun. This is what I love to do.
Do you remember what it was that he played? Did he play something that was classical, or was he trying to be more of a popular artist when he was on Sesame Street?
He was just given a demonstration, huh. I think he showed a little bit of the classical stuff, and it was my first experience actually seeing a violinist. However, I think it's also been in my family, in my blood. My great-grandfather was a composer from Juilliard and Harvard, and moved out to Reno, Nevada to help start the music program. I had a grandmother who also played violin. She died, unfortunately, when I was 2 months old. Mm. And she held me in her arms and said, finally, this will be my violinist. And everyone in the family is like, yeah, right. She did this to all of us. She's just, she's hoping, but they didn't really take it seriously. And sure enough, here I am. So
it worked. Yeah. Do you remember what it was about the violin that appealed to you so much?
As a young kid, I remember moments of listening to classical music. I remember closing my eyes and just visualizing cartoons. I think the imagery involved with music and I think the thing that I've been always drawn to about the violin is I think it as an instrument is the closest instrument that I've found that replicates a human voice. You've got your breath and you've got different dynamics that you can emulate a human voice with. And I think it speaks to a lot of people because of that. And I think that's why it spoke to me.
How long did you study?
I started when I was 3.5. I studied classical music pretty intensely until I was about 11. And I was about 9 or 10. I was studying at the university and at a college level. And
wow, really?
Started doing competitions and it was a lot of pressure, and as a young kid, I started playing music because I wanted it to be fun, and it kind of lost the fun for me, unfortunately, but I rediscovered it later on through other forms of music and learned about folkloric styles of music and went and studied in Spain and fell in love with a lot of rhythmical folkloric styles of music.
So there was a point at which I guess you just burn out of violin and discover guitar around that same time?
Yeah, around that same time. I thought I was done with music. I thought I was going to play football and hockey, and I did. And I've tried to walk away from music a couple times in my life, and every time I'm always reeled back in. And when I was reeled back in at that point, it was through guitar.
Hmm. Tim Snyder is my guest live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. The album is called The Del Mar Sessions. You mentioned Spain, and I want to hear the story of you traveling to Spain, but let's start with some music.
Cool. This first song is called Breathe Deep. This is about those times in your life when things just feel a little crazy and hectic, and it's just a good reminder to just be. So here we go.
Something about this road just keeps pulling me back. It's like I'm caught up in this tide, constantly under attack. And I'm learning how to live, find my strength in the sea. If I can keep my head above, keep my focus on love, and breathe deep, breathe deep, breathe deep. Cause there's always someone out there who just wants to see you burn. But my weapon of choice is love. So when our people gonna learn? They just keep fueling my desire, and I can feel it in my bones that it's gonna take me higher. Can't fight this fire with fire. Between the lines, but those who know how to look around, there's freedom, yeah. There's freedom in a song. Those who choose to listen to the sound, can we listen? To listen, yeah. Can we listen? Something about this road just keeps pulling me back. It's like I'm caught up in this tide, constantly under attack. And I'm learning how to live, find my strength in the sea. If I can keep my head above, keep my focus on love. Ever been lonely? If you ever been lied to, you can count on the one love to be there just to guide you. But you got to breathe. Thank you.
it's sort of fascinating to watch you put these things together, because there was a moment two-thirds of the way through the song where you literally just set the guitar down, took a step back. It's wild to watch that. You mentioned before the song that there was a point where you packed up and moved overseas. You went to Spain.
Yeah.
And studied flamenco guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a fairly significant departure from being a classical violinist into learning flamenco guitar. What was it that drew you to that?
I think it was just the passion of the music that I found there. You know, growing up as a classical artist, I also grew up playing a lot of church worship and those kinds of things as a young kid, and I found that in other styles of music all around the world there's different perspectives, you know, and I don't know why that's installed into me, but I'm trying to create a lifestyle of being able to go and study and view those things and see those things, because I see music such an interesting thing. There's a limited amount of notes and frequencies that we play with. And depending on where you grow up and what you're exposed to and what you listen to, we have a different way of combining these things and a different way of looking at these things. And that's just the beauty to me, is that I think we're all kind of looking to the same thing. And I'm just intrigued by that.
Did you have the same kind of proficiency on guitar that you had as a youngster? No?
No, absolutely not.
Do you feel like you have it now?
No. I love the guitar for a great number of reasons. I can't sing on the guitar like I sing on the violin. Mm. When I play the violin, I don't think about it.
So you study flamenco guitar for some time, mm-hmm. and eventually move back to the States and don't play flamenco guitar. You actually sort of launched this world fusion rock band.
Yes.
What was the name of the band?
It was called Soul Jibe. And the concept was just kind of what I was talking about, too. Bring things of different natures together through harmony. And so I tried to find like-minded musicians there, and a good friend of mine played flamenco guitar, and he played in the group. And it allowed me to kind of reconnect with violin in a way in that group. And we met with a percussionist who also spent some time in Cuba, and just different people trying to create this thing. And that was a really big learning experience for me too. We toured a lot of the country and played a lot of shows, and it was a great learning experience.
Watching some of your videos online, there's this interesting split between the guitar player and this looping electric violinist, and it's not an acoustic violin, it's an electric violin. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that those are separate parts of your musical identity, or is it just all a part of what you do now?
I think the more I grow into the guitar player, singer, songwriter, the more that becomes seamless. Yeah. And that's been a really neat journey for me and a really big learning experience. I think we should just shift gears and do a song called Keep On. And this is about growing up in Reno, where I'm from. Story, but you don't care about mine, 'cause people only hear what they want to, and they crucify you every time. They crucify you, yeah, every time.
So we just keep rolling, yeah, yeah. We keep on keeping on. So we just keep rolling, yeah, yeah. We keep on keeping on. It's good at night in this desert, but you can see these stars so well. Afternoon sun comes, it can scorch you, it can scorch you, yeah. You know the mother's heart is here. It's good at night in this desert, but you can see these stars so well. Afternoon sun comes, it can scorch you, it can scorch you, yeah. You know that mother's hot as hell. So we just keep rolling, yeah, yeah. We keep on keeping on. We just keep rolling, yeah. We keep on keeping on. Blinded by the desert sun, but you know we just keep going, yeah. We keep on keeping on, yeah. We keep on keeping on, yeah. We keep on keeping on, yes we do. We keep on keeping on, pushing through.
That wall of sound brought to you by Tim Snyder live in the JPR studios. Music from the Del Mar sessions here on Open Air. Let's talk just for a minute about your setup. Obviously, you have an awful lot going on right. while you're playing, in addition to guitar and violin and a bunch of effects on the ground. Right. That pretty much allows you to do just about anything you want to do, I would imagine.
Yeah, just about. A lot of palettes, a lot of colors. It's fun.
Do you find yourself ever looking for something that you're not able to create with as much as you have in front of you?
Yeah, there are times, absolutely. But one of the beautiful things about that is finding other musicians to play with too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been spending a lot of time up in Portland, and I keep meeting players that are kind of able to help me with that. And that's a beautiful thing.
So let's talk just for a minute about the Del Mar Sessions. Mm-hmm. Where does the name come from?
Well, these songs were a collection of songs that I wrote spending a lot of time around the ocean since I've been a road warrior. Del Mar in Spanish means of the sea. And I moved to a street called Del Mar Street and set up a little home studio, and it was just perfect. I was just blown away by that because I didn't put two and two together till I was halfway through the recording.
Can we hear one more tune?
Yes, that'd be great. So this is the first track on the Del Mar session. It's called Gotta Have Love. And I actually wrote this when I was in Bali, Indonesia on a surf trip. It was my first time exposed to a gamelan instrument. And for those of you who don't know, it's kind of a marimba of sorts, but instead of bars, they have these really small circular bells that you hit with mallets. And it has a really great sound, and it's tuned in a scale that sounds like that. And it was really intriguing to me, but so I don't spend too much time talking. This song is about the idea that sometimes love is not as easy as we think it is, and that sometimes it's a little bit of work, and it's important to fight the good fight. Looking for love in all the wrong places. He wasn't looking at all, just had a talent with pretty faces. Was a smooth talker, a slick shoe walker. Told us she was the only one. Took what he could and left her back in when she said she was about to have a son. City lights seem so bright when you're staring from a country road. And it feels like you're alone, yeah. You're not alone, I say. You're not alone. You
got love, love. Said you got love. Keep that chin up, girl. Keep that smile on your face. Soon your life's beautiful, and you got love with you today. Keep that chin up, girl. Keep that smile on your face. Soon your life's beautiful, and you got love with you today. Yeah, you got love. Yeah, you got love. Said you got love. Yeah, you got love. And so the boy grew to be a man who's never known to have a father. Until one day he got that call, hey son, I don't mean to be a bother, but I'm going crazy, I'm pushing 80, you know I'm all alone. But think about what I did when I left your mama. I'm sorry, I was wrong. So the story goes, and everybody knows things they come around. But is there a place for love to be found? Those who've done us wrong, those who've done us wrong, can we do more than just find a place to carry on, make our way back to love, make our way back to love. Keep that chin up, son. Keep that smile on your face. Soon no life's beautiful, and you got love with you today. Keep that chin up, son. Keep that smile on your face. Soon no life's beautiful, and you got love with you today. Yeah, you got love. Yeah, you got love. Said you got love. Said you got love. Gotta have love for the people, yeah. Gotta have love for ourselves. Gotta have love for our enemies. They might not have love for themselves. Gotta have love for the people, yeah. Gotta have love for ourselves. Gotta have love for our enemies, yeah. They might not have love for themselves. Gotta have love for the people, yeah. Gotta have